Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Give them a blessing. And in the book, we go through three wonderful needs that we can meet in their life. We don't have time to go into those, but they'll see they're just powerful. And then the second one is the role is bearing a torch of the gospel to them. You know, the Olympic torch that they take from Mount Olympus every 4 years, and they pass it down from one hand, and runners from all around the world, they take it to wherever the Olympics going to be, right?
Yeah.
Now, have either of you guys ever carried an Olympic torch?
No, that'd be something, though. Wow.
Yeah. I've never got a chance to do it. But here's the thing. If I ever got a chance to carry an Olympic torch, even if it's just a few hundred feet, here's the thing I would be thinking more than anything else. Whatever you do, Kimmel, do not drop this. Do not let this light go out. I mean, it's come a long way, and a lot of people are depending on you on the other side. And that's what grandparenting is. And we need to carry the torch of the gospel. But here's the key. We need to carry the torch of the gospel. We don't need to chase our grandchildren around with it. In other words, we don't need to ambush them every time they're at our house and really hard-press them about Jesus. That turns them off. The best way to bear a torch of the gospel is reflect the gospel in the way we love them, in the way we live our lives. When that brings up the third one, that is setting a standard for our grandchildren of moral living in an immoral world. And what's sad is I've seen some people get into their twilight years, and a lot of the standards that they were taught, they just put aside. It's almost like figuring that, no, I don't have to go by those rules anymore. No, if anything, we want to stand even more clear for that. They need to see in us, I'll give you some standards that we outline in the book, a contagious faith, consistent integrity. In fact, get this. I was standing in a line one time in a movie theater, and I heard the man say to whoever was with me, he said, now you tell him that you're 13 and you tell him you're 14. And so I knew somebody was, a parent was telling their kids to lie about their age to get a cheaper rate. And of course, you know, I'm a minister, so that means I'm a self-appointed overseer of everybody's business. And so I turned around to give this person the stink eye, and to my amazement, it was a grandfather. It was a much older man taking his grandkids to the theater, and he was willing to sell their soul, to sell them out to dishonesty just to save a few bucks. They need to see consistent integrity in us and practical poise, personal discipline, things like that. And then the last role that we unpack in the book is leaving a legacy. And I love that. The Nicole Nordeman song played there, that we're leaving tracks behind us, leaving a legacy that really touches home.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.